March 12th. Psalms 12, 42, 72, 102, 132. Proverbs 12. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 18 1-19:10. New Testament, John 21-31. Psalms 12. 1. Help, Lord. For the godly man ceases. For the faithful fail from among the children of men. 2. Everyone lies to his neighbor. With flattering lips, and with a double heart, do they speak. 3. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips. And the tongue that boasts. 4. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? 5. Because of the oppression of the weak and because of the groaning of the needy. I will now arise, says the Lord. I will set him in safety from those who malign him. 6. The words of the Lord are flawless words. As silver refined in a clay furnace, purified 7 times. 7. You will keep them, Lord. You will preserve them from this generation forever. 8. The wicked walk on every side. When what is vile is exalted among the sons of men. Psalms 42. 1. As the deer pants for the water brooks. So pants my soul after you, God. 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? 3. My tears have been my food day and night. While they continually ask me, where is your God? 4. These things I remember and pour out my soul within me. How I used to go with the crowd and led them to the house of God. With a voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping a holy day. 5. Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God. For I shall still praise him for the saving help of his presence. 6. My God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan. The heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. 7. Deep calls to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and your billows have swept over me. 8. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. In the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to the God of my life. 9. I will ask God, my rock. Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? 10. As with a sword in my bones, my adversaries reproach me. While they continually ask me, where is your God? 11. Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall still praise him. The saving help of my countenance, and my God. Psalms 72. 1. God, give the king your justice. Your righteousness to the royal son. 2. He will judge your people with righteousness. And your poor with justice. 3. The mountains shall bring prosperity to the people. The hills bring the fruit of righteousness. 4. He will judge the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy. And will break the oppressor in pieces. 5. They shall fear you while the sun endures. And as long as the moon throughout all generations. 6. He will come down like rain on the mown grass. As showers that water the arats. 7. In his days, the righteous shall flourish. And abundance of shalom, until the moon is no more. 8. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea. From the river to the ends of the arats. 9. Those who dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him. His enemies shall lick the dust. 10. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles will bring tribute. The kings of Sheba and Saba shall offer gifts. 11. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. 12. For he will deliver the needy when he cries. The poor, who has no helper. 13. He will have pity on the poor and needy. He will save the souls of the needy. 14. He will redeem their soul from oppression and violence. Their blood will be precious in his sight. 15. They shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Men shall pray for him continually. They shall bless him all day long. 16. There shall be abundance of grain throughout the land. Its fruit sways like Lebanon. Let it flourish, thriving like the grass of the field. 17. His name endures forever. His name continues as long as the sun. Men shall be blessed by him. All nations will call him blessed. 18. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel. Who alone does marvelous deeds. 19. Blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole Eretz be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. 20. This ends the prayers by David, the son of Yishai. Psalms 102. 1. Hear my prayer, Lord. Let my cry come to you. 2. Don't hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear to me. Answer me quickly in the day when I call. 3. For my days consume away like smoke. My bones are burned as a firebrand. 4. My heart is blighted like grass and withered. 4. I forget to eat my bread. 5. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones stick to my skin. 6. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I have become as an owl of the waste places. 7. I watch, and have become like a sparrow that is alone on the housetop. 8. My enemies reproach me all day. Those who are mad at me use my name as a curse. 9. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mixed my drink with tears. 10. Because of your indignation and your wrath. For you have taken me up, and thrown me away. 11. My days are like a long shadow. I have withered like grass. 12. But you, Lord, will abide forever. Your renown endures to all generations. 13. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. For it is time to have pity on her. Yes, the set time has come. 14. For your servants take pleasure in her stones, and have pity on her dust. 15. So the nations will fear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the Eretz your glory. 16. For the Lord has built up Zion. He has appeared in his glory. 17. He has responded to the prayer of the destitute, and has not despised their prayer. 18. This will be written for the generation to come. A people which will be created will praise the Lord. 19. For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven, the Lord saw the Eretz. 20. To hear the groans of the prisoner. To free those who are condemned to death. 21. That men may declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Yerushalayim. 22. When the peoples are gathered together, the kingdoms, to serve the Lord. 23. He weakened my strength along the course. He shortened my days. 24. I said, my God, don't take me away in the midst of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. 25. Of old, you laid the foundation of the Eretz. The heavens are the work of your hands. 26. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, all of them will wear out like a garment. You will change them like a cloak, and they will be changed. 27. But you are the same. Your years will have no end. 28. The children of your servants will continue. Their seed will be established before you. Psalms 132. 1. Lord, remember David and all his affliction. 2. How he swore to the Lord, and vowed to the Mighty One of Yaakov. 3. Surely I will not come into the structure of my house, nor go up into my bed. 4. I will not give sleep to my eyes, or slumber to my eyelids. 5. Until I find out a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Yaakov. 6. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrata. We found it in the field of Yar. 7. We will go into his dwelling place. We will worship at his footstool. 8. Arise, Lord, into your resting place. You, and the ark of your strength. 9. Let your Kohen be clothed with righteousness. Let your Holy One shout for joy. 10. For your servant David's sake, don't turn away the face of your anointed one. 11. The Lord has sworn to David in truth. He will not turn from it. I will set the fruit of your body on your throne. 12. If your children will keep my covenant, my testimony that I will teach them, their children also will sit on your throne forevermore. 13. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. 14. This is my resting place forever. Here I will live, for I have desired it. 15. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. 16. Her Kohanim I will also clothe with salvation. Her holy ones will shout aloud for joy. 17. There I will make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. 18. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but on himself, his crown will be resplendent. Proverbs 12. 1. Whoever loves correction loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. 2. A good man shall obtain favor from the Lord, but he will condemn a man of wicked devices. 3. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. For a worthy woman is the crown of her husband. But a disgraceful wife is as rottenness in his bones. 5. The thoughts of the righteous are just. The advice of the wicked is deceitful. 6. The words of the wicked are about lying in wait for blood. But the speech of the upright rescues them. 7. The wicked are overthrown, and are no more. But the house of the righteous shall stand. 8. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom. But he who has a warped mind shall be despised. 9. Better is he who is lightly esteemed, and has a servant, than he who honors himself, and lacks bread. 10. A righteous man regards the life of his animal. But the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. 11. He who tills his land shall have plenty of bread. But he who chases fantasies is void of understanding. 12. The wicked desires the plunder of evil men. But the root of the righteous flourishes. 13. An evil man is trapped by sinfulness of lips. But the righteous shall come out of trouble. 14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. The doings of a man's hands shall be rewarded to him. 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he who is wise listens to counsel. 16. A fool shows his annoyance the same day. But one who overlooks an insult is prudent. 17. He who is truthful testifies honestly. But a false witness lies. 18. There is one who speaks rashly like the piercing of a sword. But the tongue of the wise heals. 19. Truth's lips will be established forever. But a lying tongue is only momentary. 20. Deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil. But joy comes to the promoters of shalom. 21. No mischief shall happen to the righteous. But the wicked shall be filled with evil. 22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. But those who do the truth are his delight. 23. A prudent man keeps his knowledge. But the hearts of fools proclaim foolishness. 24. The hands of the diligent ones shall rule. But laziness ends in slave labor. 25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down. But a kind word makes it glad. 26. The righteous is cautious in friendship. But the way of the wicked leads them astray. 27. The slothful man doesn't roast his game. But the possessions of diligent men are prized. 28. In the way of righteousness is life. In its path there is no death. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 18:1-19:10. 18:1 David numbered the people who were with him, and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. 2. David sent forth the people, a third part under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Avishai the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai the Gittite. The king said to the people, I will surely go forth with you myself also. 3. But the people said, You shall not go forth, for if we flee away, they will not care for us, neither if half of us die, will they care for us, but you are worth 10,000 of us, therefore now it is better that you are ready to help us out of the city. 4. The king said to them, What seems you best I will do. The king stood by the gate side, and all the people went out by hundreds and by thousands. 5. The king commanded Joab and Avishai and Ittai, saying, Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Avshalom. All the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Avshalom. 6. So the people went out into the field against Yisrael, and the battle was in the forest of Ephraim. 7. The people of Yisrael were struck there before the servants of David, and there was a great slaughter there that day of 20,000 men. 8. For the battle was there spread over the surface of all the country, and the forest devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. 9. Avshalom happened to meet the servants of David. Avshalom was riding on his mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the sky and Eretz, and the mule that was under him went on. 10. A certain man saw it, and told Joab, and said, Behold, I saw Avshalom hanging in an oak. 11. Joab said to the man who told him, Behold, you saw it, and why didn't you strike him there to the ground? And I would have given you 10 pieces of silver and a sash. 12. The man said to Joab, Though I should receive 1,000 pieces of silver in my hand, I still wouldn't put forth my hand against the king's son, for in our hearing the king charged you and Avishai and Ittai, saying, Beware that none touch the young man Avshalom. 13. Otherwise if I had dealt falsely against his life, and there is no matter hid from the king, then you yourself would have set yourself against me. 14. Then said Joab, I may not wait thus with you. He took 3 darts in his hand, and thrust them through the heart of Avshalom, while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. 15-10 young men who bore Yoav's armor compassed about and struck Avshalom, and killed him. 16 Yoav blew the shofar, and the people returned from pursuing after Yisrael, for Yoav held back the people. 17 They took Avshalom, and cast him into the great pit in the forest, and raised over him a very great heap of stones, and all Yisrael fled everyone to his tent. 18 Now Avshalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself the pillar, which is in the king's dale, for he said, I have no son to keep my name in memory, and he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called Avshalom's monument, to this day. 19 Then said Ahimaaz the son of Tzadok, Let me now run, and bear the king news, how that the Lord has avenged him of his enemies. 20 Yoav said to him, You shall not be the bearer of news this day, but you shall bear news another day, but this day you shall bear no news, because the king's son is dead. 21 Then said Yoav to the Cushite, Go, tell the king what you have seen. The Cushite bowed himself to Yoav, and ran. 22 Then said Ahimaaz the son of Tzadok yet again to Yoav, But come what may, please let me also run after the Cushite. Yoav said, Why will you run, my son, seeing that you will have no reward for the news? 23 But come what may, said he, I will run. He said to him, Run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain, and outran the Cushite. 24 Now David was sitting between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof of the gate to the wall, and lifted up his eyes, and looked, and, behold, a man running alone. 25 The watchman cried, and told the king. The king said, If he be alone, there is news in his mouth. He came apace, and drew near. 26 The watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called to the porter, and said, Behold, another man running alone. The king said, He also brings news. 27 The watchman said, I think the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz the son of Tzadok. The king said, He is a good man, and comes with good news. 28 Ahimaaz called, and said to the king, All is well. He bowed himself before the king with his face to the Eretz, and said, Blessed be the Lord your God, who has delivered up the men who lifted up their hand against my lord the king. 29 The king said, Is it well with the young man Avshalom? Ahimaaz answered, When Yoav sent the king's servant, even me your servant, I saw a great tumult, but I don't know what it was. 30 The king said, Turn aside, and stand here. He turned aside, and stood still. 31 Behold, the Cushite came, and the Cushite said, News for my lord the king, for the Lord has avenged you this day of all those who rose up against you. 32 The king said to the Cushite, Is it well with the young man Avshalom? The Cushite answered, The enemies of my lord the king, and all who rise up against you to do you hurt, be as that young man is. 33 The king was much moved, and went up to the chamber over the gate, and wept, and as he went, thus he said, My son Avshalom, my son Avshalom. Would I had died for you, Avshalom, my son. 19 To when it was told Yoav, Behold, the king weeps and mourns for Avshalom. 2 The victory that day was turned into mourning to all the people, for the people heard say that day, The king grieves for his son. 3 The people got them by stealth that day into the city, as people who are ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. 4 The king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, My son Avshalom, Avshalom, my son. 5 Yoav came into the house to the king, and said, You have shamed this day the faces of all your servants, who this day have saved your life, and the lives of your sons and of your daughters, and the lives of your wives, and the lives of your concubines, 6 in that you love those who hate you, and hate those who love you. For you have declared this day, that princes and servants are nothing to you, for this day I perceive that if Avshalom had lived, and all we had died this day, then it had pleased you well. 7 Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably to your servants, for I swear by the Lord, if you don't go forth, there will not stay a man with you this night, and that will be worse to you than all the evil that has befallen you from your youth until now. 8 Then the king arose, and sat in the gate. They told to all the people, saying, Behold, the king is sitting in the gate, and all the people came before the king. Now Yisrael had fled every man to his tent. 9 All the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Yisrael, saying, The king delivered us out of the hand of our enemies, and he saved us out of the hand of the Pelishtim, and now he is fled out of the land from Avshalom. 10 Avshalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore why don't you speak a word of bringing the king back? New Testament, John 21-31. 20-1 Now on the first day of the week, Miriam from Magdala went early, while it was yet dark, to the tomb, and saw the stone taken away from the tomb. 2. She ran therefore, and came to Shimon Kepha, and to the other Talmud whom Yeshua loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him." 3. Kepha therefore went forth, and the other Talmud, and they went toward the tomb. 4. They both ran together. The other Talmud outran Kepha, and came to the tomb first. 5. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths lying, yet he didn't enter in. 6. Then Shimon Kepha came, following him, and entered into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying. 7. And the cloth that was on his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. 8. Then the other Talmud also entered in therefore, who came first to the tomb, and he saw, and believed. 9. For as yet they didn't know the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. 10. So the Talmidim went away again to their own homes. 11. But Miriam was standing outside of the tomb weeping. So, as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb. 12. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Yeshua had lain. 13. They told her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." 14. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Yeshua standing, and didn't know that it was Yeshua. 15. Yeshua said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." 16. Yeshua said to her, "Miriam." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." 17. Yeshua said to her, "Don't touch me, for I haven't yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brothers, and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God." 18. Miriam from Magdala came and told the Talmidim that she had seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. 19. When therefore it was evening, on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were locked where the Talmidim were assembled, for fear of the Yehudim, Yeshua came and stood in the midst, and said to them, "Shalom be to you." 20. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The Talmidim therefore were glad when they saw the Lord. 21. Yeshua therefore said to them again, "Shalom be to you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." 22. When he had said this, he breathed on them, and said to them, "Receive the Ruach HaKodesh." 23. Whoever's sins you forgive, they are forgiven to them. Whoever's sins you retain, they have been retained. 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, wasn't with them when Yeshua came. 25. The other Talmidim therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." 26. After 8 days again his Talmidim were inside, and Thomas with them. Yeshua came, the doors being locked, and stood in the midst, and said, "Shalom be to you." 27. Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger, and see my hands. Reach here your hand, and put it into my side. Don't be unbelieving, but believing." 28. Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." 29. Yeshua said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, and have believed." 30. Therefore Yeshua did many other signs in the presence of his Talmidim, which are not written in this book. 31. But these are written, that you may believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.